We would take Tristan to the hospital about once a month, and he would see three doctors every time. He'd see his gastroenterologist, who's a wonderful, wonderful, smart lady, who became his main doctor. She knew everything else going on. I called her the main booking agent for other surgeons and stuff. And I asked her once, I said, so what made you want to be a gastroenterologist? And she said, I think it's when I had my Play-Doh Fun Factory. And then we would go to see his neurologist. When doctors don't know what to do, they'll measure stuff. They'll pull out a tape measure and measure stuff, you know. He didn't know what else to do, you know. It's like, he'd measure Tristan's head. He goes, well, you know, his head's under, you know, the 4th percentile, blah, 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 blah. And just talking about how small his head was, I said, what about my head? He said, huh. And he wrote that. Then he measured my head, you know. And then we went to see his... Y'all should be nicer. And then we went to see his orthopedic surgeon, who measured the angle of his back. And this particular time, he said, Tristan's back is at 45 degrees. He had scoliosis. It's 45 degrees. Because you're designed to be a biped, and that's what keeps your back straight. And when he said that, well, if Tristan suffered from anything, it was that his father's a humorist. And I said, cool, if we throw him by his feet, he'll come back.